Just wanted to say, David and I just love being with you guys. You're just so friendly and hospitable. And yesterday, after spending the day with the leaders, just wandering down by the pier, just bumping into people from the church, you know, on the pier and along the front. It's just really nice. And, you know, unfortunately, we're not very good at remembering everyone's names, but I do remember faces. I know as a church, you have been doing this ministry now for a while, but as Simon said, he wanted me just to explain a bit what it is. Zozo's a Greek word meaning saved, healed and delivered. And it's used in the New Testament around about 110 times in each of those contexts. And Sarah will have a manual with the biblical references in. Because I was just asked to do it, I haven't got it. I can't give you the references now. But Bethel Zozo is actually an inner healing ministry. And over the years, church leaders have been a bit suspicious about inner healing. I've been involved in this ministry now for about 8-9 years. And the truth is, we know that God wants to heal our bodies physically, but he also wants to heal our emotional wounds. Now, we do believe that Jesus did it all on the cross. It was done and dusted. But the truth is, we're not all perfect when we get saved. And some of us do carry stuff. And so what we do in Zozo, we appropriate for ourselves, for you, what Jesus died for, so that you can be whole and walk free from those emotional wounds and lies. So it's a very gentle ministry. It'll take about an hour and a half to 2 hours. And our job, Sarah's job as a team leader, is to facilitate a deeper intimacy for you with Father, Jesus and Holy Spirit. Because the truth is, Father God, Jesus and Holy Spirit wants a relationship with you and me. And as a church, I know that you've been developing intimacy with the Godhead over the last 5 years. So Zozo is not counselling. So you wouldn't come into a session and sit there and talk for 2 hours. Neither would Sarah and her team sit there and talk at you for a couple of hours. Because we are facilitators, it's getting you to ask Father Jesus and Holy Spirit various questions. So, the best thing I can do is give you an illustration. It is unique, it is gentle, and just for those of you who like history, it's been founded on lots of inner healing ministries from Argentina, Pablo Pittari. When people got saved at his crusades, he just took new believers out to a tent somewhere and they just did all this stuff there and then, or took people away for a weekend so they got their stuff sorted so they were, you know, ready and raring to go. We've been a bit slow in that area and we just do it differently, you know. But this ministry was founded by a lady called Dawna De Silva and Teresa Liebscher, and they are part of Bethel Church, Reading. It's been going for about 19 years. As a ministry, it's now spread around the world. There are hundreds of churches across the UK doing Bethel Zozo, with great success across all streams and all denominations. As a UK director, my job is to wander around and meet church leaders and talk to them where they're a bit suspicious or they want to know a bit more and what are the biblical foundations for all of this. And I have to say, after just chatting with people and they realise that I'm not mad or flaky, or some people might think I'm a bit flaky, but they realise I'm just normal, You know, most church leaders end up saying, oh yeah, we'd really like that ministry in our church. We are not saying that it is the only inner healing ministry. So some of you might have experienced prayer ministry, freedom in Christ, restoring the foundation. There any ministry that enables us to have a greater connection with the Godhead is awesome. And I honour them. But I just love Bethel Zozo because it really... For me, it's a supernatural pastoral tool, and it really gets to the issues quickly. Now, to be honest, if someone comes for a Zozo, and we start the session, if I feel that they would be better off having a counselling session, I would be very gracious and say, I don't think a Bethel Zozo is for you at the moment. I think probably because you need to talk through a lot of things, you might need to go for a counselling session. So to give you an example of how it works, and I'll be very brief, when I had my first Zozo, see, Zozo deals with wounds and lies that generally we receive when we're younger, and the enemy is sneaky, and he keeps feeding that wound or that lie throughout our lives. So in Zozo, we aim to get to the root of that lie. And if we can do that, then generally you don't have to deal with everything else that followed on from that lie. I hope that makes sense. So, when I was born, obviously I'm a girl. But my mum and dad thought I was going to be a boy. And I know that my mum and dad loved me. So it's not about dishonouring my parents either. But my mum at some point told me, oh, we didn't think about girls' names. So we just, because we thought you were going to be a boy and you were going to be called David. And because of my personality, all right, so I need to say not everybody would react in the same way as me. But because of my personality, I'm very sensitive, my temperament. Somewhere in my mind, I suddenly thought, I'm not good enough. I'm second best. My mum and dad wanted a boy. And I'm a girl. So that's when the first wound happened. I didn't realise this until I was 55. Right? Fast forward a few years, because I grew up in the era when you took the 11 plus. I failed my 11 plus. And it was, I'm not good enough to go to grammar school. I'm a failure. I'm second best. I became a Christian when I was 15. And I'm sure your youth leaders, young people, are not like this at all. But one of my youth leaders said to me, because as human beings we don't forget things. One of my youth leaders said, well, of course people like your sister better than they like you. See, I was always a bit of a rebel, and my sister was the goody-goody. I mean, we get on really well. So even as a young Christian, it was, I'm not good enough, I'm second best to my sister. And throughout my life, there were various things like that that happened, and I believed the lie that really I wasn't good enough. So even when I got married, you know, David was, you see, there was something in me that was a bit, and I thought, I'll show them. And I did go to university, and I got a theology degree at King's College London. And I became a teacher. All the men became vicars. I became a teacher. But I still in my head thought, I really didn't deserve to be at the Albert Hall getting my, you know, sort of degree and wearing the cap and gown thing. And when we got married, David would say to me, Christine, you've got to, and I say, yeah, but, because I didn't believe who I was. You know, I didn't realise what God thought about me. And you see, the enemy's sneaky, because he kept poking that second best, not good enough, less worthy wounds that I received when I was little, through no fault of my parents. They didn't do it on purpose. It was, you know, it's just life. And it wasn't until I had a Zozo, suddenly realised that this was a lie. And Zozo's based on forgiveness. And it's based on truth and perception. So we say to people, look, this is not about dishonouring anybody that you love or your parents. We're the best will in the world. Parents do the best they know how, but inevitably they have their own stuff, their own baggage, and they inadvertently hurt us sometimes. So I sat there and went, I forgive you, Mum and Dad, for wanting me to be a boy, for not having a girl's name for me. And I actually did forgive various people, because I had a maths teacher who threw my maths book across the room and went in front of the whole class, and you think you're going to university? Like that. So I forgive you, mister, for humiliating me. You know, I renounce, Father God, that you didn't want me. I renounce the lie, Father God, that I was a surprise to you. I renounce the lie, Father God, that you didn't create me as a girl. I renounce the lie, Father God, that you would ever humiliate me. And as I went through all of the renouncing of the lies that Father God, I said, Father God, as I give you these lies, what truth have you got for me in return? Now, we all relate to Father, Jesus and Holy Spirit in different ways. I'm quite visual, and it's about what you see, sense, feel, hear. So I said, Father God, I give you these lies. What truth have you got for me in return? And all of a sudden, I had an image come into my mind of a podium, and I was standing on the top with a big rosette with a number one on it, and Father God gave me a cup. I thought, yeah, the truth is God thinks I'm the best. I'm the best. Just one more, just to illustrate the effect this can have. So my very, very first Zozo took 20 minutes, and it was when the Americans came over. And the lady sitting in front of me was obviously very prophetic, but it's not about prophesying over you. And she discerned that there was an issue between me and my eldest son. Don't know what it is about firstborn, but it was a case of when he was doing well, I was up there. And when he wasn't doing well, I was down there. So my life was a bit of a roller coaster. And I didn't realise it was an issue until David said to me, Christine, you think more about Paul than you do about me. And it was like, oh my goodness. You know. So there were lots of tears. And this lady cut the soul ties between me and my son. Now, there are good, healthy soul ties, you know, so you want healthy soul ties between parents and children, and you want healthy soul ties between husbands and wives, etc. But these were unhealthy. So she broke the unhealthy soul ties. It took 20 minutes. That happened on the Thursday. Our eldest son dramatically came back to God on the Sunday. That is not a coincidence. See, God is about restoration. More than that, he wants to have an intimate relationship with us. So, for those of you that have had Zozos in this church, you know, and you can tell people, you know, how it went for you. So I hope you get a bit of an understanding from what I've just said about Bethel Zozo. Everything that happens in the room is confidential. Sarah is not going to go and tell Simon everything that happened. We say it's confidential. And then some people worry that you might remember all this stuff about them, and the truth is you don't, because God just deletes it. So I have people come up to me and say, Christine, do you remember? And I look at them and think, no, I don't. I'm really sorry. You know, God is amazing. And he wants the best for us. And he wants us to be the best us we can be. And by having this form of inner healing, I believe that you go along that journey. But as I said, it's not the only inner healing ministry. There are others out there. But I do recommend. And just as an aside, spoke to Simon yesterday because I came up on Friday to observe Sarah, and they observed me doing the Zozo as well. We're releasing the Zozo team from this church to go on the website the UK website as a resource church, which will mean that Sarah is released to train other churches. It's a church-based ministry, all right? It's not parachurch, and we only ask that this ministry takes place in a church with the ministers, with the church senior pastor's approval, because it won't work if Simon isn't behind it. Okay, so I hope that explains a bit. Yeah.